leaving for your brunch and at my late. I have to say goodnight. I'm leaving for your brunch and at my late. I'm leaving.
Mic one. Mic two.
Microphone two.
Microphone three.
Microphone three.
All right.
Levels are hot.
Levels are very hot.
Levels are hot, Captain.
If you
would stop. Here's a tip, Hub. When it gets in the red, that means the levels are hot. You don't want to get in the red.
Peaking.
We're teaching as we're entertaining. The time is 6:10 in the p.m. You are still listening to 91.7 KOOP Hornsby Austin or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotta.
My name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's show, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. A few people that like letters. 472-K-O-O-P. The opinions expressed in this show are just those of the people that said them. I'm going to give that to you, Hup. You should get a part of the intro.
Yeah.
From now on. So it's not worded out. Oh, by the way, we got as we said, my name's Mac.
I'm David.
We're the co-host of Shindig, and we got an apprentice, a third man, if you will.
Ring-a-ding-ding.
Oh! Oh, yeah! I like the energy, huh?
He did his homework. You got a catchphrase. Look at you.
I got to come up with a better one.
You can. This is Hup.
Yeah.
Hup bringing it.
Hey.
Yeah, he's our apprentice. He's a... apprenticing us on the show.
Apprenticizing. Yeah.
So let's give him a bit of the intro right now. Let's just do a dry run. You still got
well, let's say we just heard through the music first.
Okay.
It's back
in. Oh, that's fine.
We just heard that we were promised Jetpacks with Thunder and Lightning off of their album These Four Walls.
Uh-huh. And starting us off, forgot the name of the damn album already. Starting us off, Jason Lowenstein with Codes off the album At Sixes and Sevens. Jason Lowenstein, one half of Sebado. Not to be confused with Sepitown, which is a nonsense word made up by Pootie Tang.
KOP, you're on the air. Hello, caller. Caller, you're on the air. Oh, why did you do that, caller? I so wanted to talk to you.
I guess somebody wants a part of the intro now.
What?
This guy. The,
oh, yeah.
No, I was talking about the caller. He wanted in.
He did want in.
Well, that's fine.
You can call back, 472-5667, 472. Did I get that right?
Yeah, 472.
472 KOOP.
It's an open phone Saturday. We got nothing, folks. Nothing!
So, all right, we're going to do the dry run of the new intro.
Okay, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. We have sort of a half-assed disclaimer just to sort of ward off legal whatever. Bitches. Legal. To ward off bitches.
Legal bitches.
Legal
yes. Bitches.
We should probably stop saying that word.
What word? Legal bitches?
Yeah,
legal?
Let's just go with it. It's fine.
Yeah, which is, I mean, it's some however you want to say, like, the, you know, it's like the opinions expressed in this show or do not reflect co-op, just yeah. It's they're ours. So if there's a simple way to say that, it's going to be you from now on. And then you introduce yourself beforehand. So he'll say, like, go for it.
The radios are Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hotter.
My name is Mac Blake. Yim, yam, yam, wazzle. And then you go, and this is your boy Hup or something like that.
This is your boy Hup saying, these opinions are ours and ours alone.
There you go.
I like how you turned into a Tracy Morgan.
That's right.
Halfway through that.
Or you can also go, this is Hup, where the party at? KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, buddy?
That's going pretty good. Who's this?
This is Mike.
Mike, where the party at, Mike?
well, we're actually going backpacking right now, so I guess not in.
What can we do for you, Mike?
Yeah.
Hello?
Was that a... What? All right.
Awesome.
Was that... Did Mike take two turns?
I don't know.
Was that his second call? He was like, I'm going to get these guys good.
Maybe he really wanted to talk about
it. In his backpack.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I think he hit the cold realization that, like, hey, Mike, where the party at? Oh, we're backpacking. There's no party here.
Maybe he wanted to, like, have some sort of urbane discussion. But instead, I was like, where the party at? And he's like, what? Is this the beat?
I wanted to talk about Darfur.
Not where a party is located.
I'll tell you where it's not. Darfur.
Way to bring us down by bringing us Darfur.
Ooh, I thought you would know where the party is.
Yeah, we should have. Here's the other thing you have to learn. Is there's no greater joy in a call-in radio show than hanging up on someone while they're in mid-sentence.
Yeah.
But you can't abuse it, or people won't want to call in because they know you're just like baiting a trap for them.
Yeah, they're just now starting to call us back in because when we first started the show, it was just hang-up central. It was like God's little miracles every time.
Like KOP on the air. Hey, my name is Bib. And we're like,
it's take the that, hang-up show.
Take that, Jim. You thought you had a sentence to say, but you didn't. What did you do this week, Hup? Did you see any movies?
Let's see. No movies this week, which is rare.
Oh, so you're
big movie? To go a week without seeing a movie.
You're a big movie fan?
Yeah.
You heard about this movie, The Hurt Locker?
I heard the name.
It's a movie.
Title.
It's real good. Real damn good.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Yeah, it's a movie
Explosions.
About...
They should have just called it Splosions.
That's what they should have called it.
Yeah, that would have made more money than Transformers.
That's right. Because Lord knows Transformers had enough explosions. An Iraqi bomb squad. Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, a U.S. bomb squad in Iraq.
Yeah.
Defusing bombs. But we went to go see it. And before the movie started, something made me laugh a lot. It's on my...
Oh, do you have it queued up?
No, I'm going to go get it. You tell people what it was.
Okay, yeah, sure. So we went to the theater, and this particular theater had, you know... PSAs play before the movie instead of just like, I mean, in addition to previews, you know, you'll see like coming attractions. This one also had a PSA, I believe it was for the Will Rogers Foundation.
Yeah, it was for some disease.
Yeah, it was, he said, he said care pouring out of his heart. I hope I'm not giving away too much, but it featured Sharon Stone. And the first thing that came to my mind was, did they film this 15 years ago? Because who gives an Esker-plunk about Sharon Stone anymore? What does she possibly have to say? But then, while I was busy being snarky about that, Mac picked up on something that she was acting. Here we go. Is it ready?
Yeah, it's ready. Yeah, Sharon Stone. This is how they begin the intro, and it is a PSA featuring Sharon Stone for the Will Rogers Institute. And this made me lol, if I can say that. Here we go.
Movies have the power to take your breath away, but the reality is some diseases can too.
Boop. That's stupid.
Yep. That was written, approved, filmed, edited, and put out for distribution.
Yeah, so somebody wrote that down. Somebody else read it and go, this is great. This is fine.
She thought she was doing a service.
It's like, movies can take your breath away. Yeah, I love movies. I'm on board. And so can disease. Really? Tell me more about this disease. I want to hear more about this awesome disease you've made equated with super fun movies. Oh, and you know what's funny? I can't shake Sharon Stone. Every time I see her now, I just picture her character from Casino, who is a giant train wreck.
Yeah.
And I can't separate the two anymore.
Well, it's a shame because she had a lot of important things to say. Movies will keep you on the edge of your seat. But if you're the victim of a stroke, you might fall out of your seat. I'm like, what? Stop it.
You know, if she had said, like, if you just take out your phone and press the number 1 right now, all cancer will be cured. But I didn't hear her because I was laughing so hard.
And it sucked because I thought you were laughing at something I said. And you were just doubled over.
Oh, that sucks so bad.
Well, I mean, I wanted to take credit for it. You were making, like, the dolphin laughter. It was like, you know, we're sort of trying to catch your breath. And sure enough, Sharon Stone, she bested me once again. As she did when she won the Golden Globe for Casino.
That's right. Did she?
I think so. Well, I'm pretty sure.
I know she was nominated.
Yeah.
Something else happened. So we're watching the movie. Mm. And it was me, you, and a friend of the show, Jimena.
Correct.
Who went to the movie theater. And there's a part, spoiler alert, up, where a guy is in a grocery store. And he's looking at cereals. And he's on the cereal aisle, of course, and, you know, the aisle's full of cereal, and they have, like, you know, a giant row of, I'm doing a bad job of describing this, there's, like, an entire, like, shelf of Captain Crunch, entire shelf of, like, Honey Smacks, but there's only one box of Golden Crisp.
Yeah.
And so we're in the movie theater where you're supposed to be quiet. And
I'm enthralled, by the way. I'm enjoying this movie.
David's got he's, like, leaning forward with the chin on the fist, just, like, you know. Openly weeping.
I'm fidgeting with the patches on my tweed blazer.
That's right. Loading and unloading the cherry smoke tobacco from your pipe.
That's right.
And so Jimena and I at the same time go, Golden Crisp! And of course, then we look at each other and start laughing. She explained she just said Golden Crisp because she was excited to see it. I yelled at Golden Crisp because he was looking for cereals. And I was like, you should obviously choose Golden Crisp. But it was like the it was the only one of the Golden Crisp, and you could tell the people in front of us were not happy.
And the people beside you. Which was me.
Dude, why don't I know Golden Crisp? I know Golden Grahams.
You know. Because Golden Crisp mascot is the smooth-talking sugar bear.
Yes.
Can't get enough of those Golden Crisp. Does that ring a bell at all?
Not one.
He's like a bear in a blue t-shirt. Because most food mascots are insane.
Yeah.
You know, like, I go cuckoo for Cocoa Pops, and that Trix Rabbit who will, you know.
Which I don't know why he doesn't share.
Take people into the back alley for some tricks. He really wants some.
Yeah.
And, you know, Tony the Tiger can't talk about cereal without yelling. Yeah. They're great! Like, Tony, take it down a notch.
Cookie Crisp actually turned mascots into criminals.
That's right.
There's Cookie Crook. Rice Krispies drove mascots to madness.
That's
all they hear is that insane snap, crackle, and popping. But, Golden Crisp has this smooth-talking mamma jamma. it's really, you know, you probably haven't heard it because he's got better things to do, like making love to ladies rather than sell cereal. That's probably why.
It's like, hey, Sugar Bear. First of all, Sugar Bear, awesome name.
Yeah. I want that name.
Up next time you're trying to impress a potential mate, just go, hey, Sugar Bear. Yeah, don't say anything else.
Yeah.
Stare him down. Smooth out your mustache with your fingers.
Yeah.
And then, just, you know, boom, you're done. It's like, hey, Sugar Bear, we got to shoot her down. It's like, can't do that. I'm playing pool with Clooney. Boobity-bop. Like,
Thanks for translating my mustache to the radio.
Hub's got a mustache, everyone.
He looks like Tom Jane.
Oh.
I don't even know who that is.
That was a compliment. He's
Tom
the,
Jane?
He was the Punisher.
He was. The first one.
After Dolph Lundgren was and before Ray Stevenson
was. He was not Chest Rockwell. He was in Boogie Nights. He was.
He was actually in it?
Yeah.
He's you know, Todd?
He's Todd.
Todd in Boogie Nights?
Yeah.
He's also in a new HBO show called Hung, which I haven't seen, which I think is about a Vietnamese shop owner.
He's the guy that goes bonkers when the Coke deal goes wrong?
Sure.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's you. You're Todd.
Great.
Quite fetching, ladies.
Oh, great.
There's some shoes to fill.
Boop-a-doop-bop.
Nice.
Golden Sugar Bear. Yeah, I don't know why they're like, man, our cereal's good, but, you know, like, cereal fans aren't going to like it. We got to try to appeal to other people that still like food mascots.
Yeah.
But you know what? Actually, is that even still? I guess it still is.
I think so.
Golden Crisp.
Fact-finding mission. We'll be back next week with a review of Golden Crisp 2009.
You know what? It's crazy enough. Just my work.
Yeah.
Makes me want to go get some Golden Crisp. Hey, you want to take a break, play some music?
Sure, let's do that.
All right.
Black Hollies. More Mascot Waiting Show. Right after this.
Scheme, scam, 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 scam. Back! Mascot Wedding Show.
Yes.
My name is Mac Blake.
I'm David Hatta.
I'm Hup.
Nope. Ooh. And what else you got?
And our opinions are ours and
ours.
No,
that's just the intro.
If you got a little
ring-a-ding,
there,
dong.
Yeah,
try it out. See how it feels.
Yep.
Boom.
We just heard off the Refuge and Genre album. That was If You Won't Let Go from the Black Hollies, New Jersey zone. Good stuff.
That's right. Hey, we're going to give away some tickets to something. And this thing is in Houston. What? But we literally cannot walk in the Co-op studios without tripping over all the free tickets they gave us.
Yeah.
It is called the Free Press, the Free Press Summer Fest, and it is August 8th and 9th, 2009, at Eleanor Tinsley Park in Houston, Texas. And we got two-day passes to this thing. It's a two-day event.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, and you can see such bands as Broken Social Scene, Explosions in the Sky, Of Montreal, The Sword, Octopus Project, Voxtrot, Devin the Dude, Prince Paul, What Made Milwaukee Famous, local Austin favorite Yume, who I really like. And some other good people as well. Let me see if I can find one.
Come See My Dead Person.
Come See My Dead Person. Way to remember something.
Is that the band name or is that just something to get the kids in the through the door?
That's a dead person. Well, there's other band. No, wait, that's a band name. Sorry. And there's other bands playing as well. But yeah, two-day pass is free if you call right now, 472-5667, 472-KOOP, August 8th and 9th in Houston.
Yeah.
So I know, that's kind of tricky. That's an investment.
Some H-Town propers come out. Like
I wonder if someone is going to call in. Because you think a free two-day festival pass.
Yeah.
Free two-day festival pass. Well, because we're giving it to you. It's a giveaway.
It's a giveaway.
It's
yeah.
not really free because there's no money involved. Yeah. But you don't have to pay anything to us.
It's just a thing we say.
Yeah, but it's in Houston. But yeah. normally if we were to give away 2-day festival pass, people would be stabbing us in the heart to get that.
Because let's do the pros and cons of this. Pro, that's a pretty sweet lineup. Con.
For not having to pay money, it's a great lineup.
Yeah. Con, it's in Houston. Pro. Go ahead.
Nothing. What?
Yeah, it gives you something to do during the summer. It's, you know, you go out and make a weekend out of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's a weekend.
Con. It's in Houston.
Pro. It's not going to cost you anything because you're calling in 472-5667. Con. You got to drive all the way to Houston.
And stay there. Mostly the stay there.
KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, can I win some tickets?
Hey, who is this?
This is Josh.
Oh, okay. You sounded like that other guy, Mike, who called. You're not just...
Oh, here you go.
What?
You already got somebody.
No,
we didn't. No. What? I don't know. Maybe we did, Josh. We got another call on the line. Do you think we should give them the tickets instead of you?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, yeah?
Tell you what. Hang on one second.
Hang on one second.
Be decisive, Josh.
KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, no!
Hi, I'm calling for the free press.
We should stick with Josh. What's your name, caller?
I'm sorry?
What's your name, caller?
My name is Jake.
Jake, huh? Jake. Let's see. Hold on a second. Do you think he's still on the line?
No, he's gone.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay. Sorry, Jake. We hung up on somebody else accidentally. We didn't mean to.
Wow. It sounds like they weren't committed.
Oh,
I like your gumption.
I don't like it, Jake. How dare you speak ill of your fellow man? And you want to go to a music festival with that negative attitude already? I don't know, Jake.
All around the world, my friend.
Say what?
That I'm bringing happiness all around the world.
Okay, you better. Day. All right, because this isn't Woodstock '99.
You're lucky. My favorite movie is Oliver Stone's Alexander, whose catchphrase is "Fortune favors the bold."
You know what? He likes you. So,
let me ask you this: what's your name again? Call Frank.
Jake.
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 Jake. Yes, so you'd be willing to go to Houston, August 8th and 9th?
Oh yeah. Are you serious? Of course.
Oh.
Russian social scene rock.
Oh, and
that was a dump.
No.
I wonder if we're still on the air right now because I just activated the dump button.
True.
we're not.
Way to go, filth mouth.
Yeah,
we were gonna give you two passes, but then you had to use your
thanks, tidy bowl man.
Filth mouth on the air.
Josh, call back.
Josh, call back.
Josh, we want you back, Josh.
Please call back, Josh.
What's the number again?
472-5667 472-KOOP.
Josh, don't give up.
Way to ask for that number though. It gave me like a smooth segue to say it out loud. Yeah. This guy Hupp, he's learning. I'm worried about this guy Hupp now. He's going to take our spots.
All right. Yeah, I know. We're training him well, too well, almost. 472-5667. Still out there. We didn't give it to Josh. We accidentally hung up on him. We didn't give it to Jake because he is history's greatest monster. But it's still out there.
I threw the thing across the room after.
In anger and disgust.
Yep.
Oh.
How did that happen?
I don't know. That shouldn't happen because it's still a thing.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Oh, jeez. Tell you what. I'm going to put a...
Here we go. Jiminy Christmas. KOP, you're on the air.
All right, I'm back.
Who is this?
This is Josh.
Josh! You were always our favorite, Josh.
Yes, we loved you most of all.
Cool. So, how are you guys doing?
Oh, we're doing great. Considerate.
I like this.
Josh.
Well, I kind of got freaked out by the delay from the radio, so I was like, what's going on? And then I was on hold, and then it died.
Josh, are you dating anyone right now?
Yeah, I'm dating Huff's sister.
Oh,
is that true, or is he just funning you?
I don't.
No, I don't know who he is.
Oh, okay. Wow, because I was gonna give you a compliment because I was gonna say if you're not dating one, someone should snatch this guy up. He's so polite.
Yeah.
But then you instantly made fun of our good friend Hupp's sister.
Yeah.
Got some shoot spot there. Good thing. Fortune...
I know this guy.
You know this guy.
I know this guy.
I know Hupp.
Okay.
I recognize his
way name. To make your friends listen to the show.
Way to listen to me when I told you not to.
Hey, can you just, let's not, don't bring your stories here. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, no stories. So what about these tickets?
Oh, straight to the point. I'm confused, David. You got tickets?
I don't know what's going on anymore. Okay, all right. Josh, talk me through this real quick. So are you willing to make the commitment? Are you willing to go to Houston to see this show?
The thing is, I got to work on Saturday.
Well, it's a...
It's a two-day pass.
Two-day pass, yeah. So August 8th and 9th.
I could go the next day.
You could go the next day. That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll tell you what. You know what? I still like you better than Jake. So, yeah, you're in. You're on board.
Okay, cool.
You got the tickets. We'll tell you what. Stay on the line. And we're going to play a song.
Yeah, we'll go and queue something up.
Yep. And we'll get you the stuff or something like that.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. So don't hang up.
Okay, I won't hang up. You guys show rock.
Oh, thank you. Dude. You know, I'm real tempted to make him say something like, what's the station that, you know?
And KOP rules and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, but I don't got anything for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me neither.
All right. I'm going to play some Fugazi while you go ahead and take his information. More back with more Mascot Wedding
Show. Say hi to Blood.
All right. Knock it off.
Okay, come on, Hop. Let's keep it professional.
Mascot Wedding Show right after this. Off the 2001 album, The Argument. That was Fugazi with a... can't remember a damn thing for the life of me today.
Fugazi is actually an acronym. It means yes, friends it under guidance are real... No.
Epic problem off The Argument album.
Friends under guidance are zippy intelligent.
Friends under God are... zippy influences.
Hey.
We started our own clap. Anyway, I'm David.
Hey, I'm Mac.
Whoop, whoop, hop.
There it is. The Mascot that. Wedding Show. Oh, man, something happened to us this week. Should we talk about that on air?
Yeah. No.
We'll save it. Save it for a play.
Folks,
what's up, David?
So it's 6:40 right now. We got 20 minutes left in the show. Let me tell you what my weekend plans are. My weekend plans are to go home and sleep a lot and for a very long time. Because I did something last night that I haven't done in forever, and it didn't go so well. Had a lot of work to do. Had some deadlines, had some projects that I had to work on. And so I tried to pull an all-nighter. I didn't set out to do it. But it was one of those things where I'm working, and I'm also, you know, dilly-dallying and doing some shopping online and putting some pictures on Facebook and stuff like that. And then by the time I look up and look at the clock, mid-project, it's 5:30 in the morning. So I says to myself, you know what? I gotta meet with some friends at 10 o'clock. Let's do this thing. Let's go all the way. Because I used to do that all the time in college.
Stupid.
But I had... Here's the thing. In college...
Yeah.
And yes, I went to college.
Quit bragging, Brainiac.
I'm sorry. I can barely hear you over this medulla oblongata. I used to pull all-nighters all the time. And there was like this sort of giddy thrill. There was this, you know, runner's high toward the end where it's like, oh my God, it's 6 o'clock. I finished this paper. Let's wait until breakfast. Like, you know, there's that reward at the end. You go down to Jester, you have some breakfast, which I was never awake for normally. So it was like a fun little treat. But last night / this morning, I'm up until about 8 o'clock, and like I start to get the shakes, and like my palm still kind of tingles a little bit. My immune system just crapped out on me. I feel gross. I've got this thin film on me that I can't really explain. I'm the worst for wear. And it occurred to me, and this is the topic, 4725667. If you want to join in. I remember this being better. Like, you know, it's something that you tried doing after a very long time of not doing it, and it's just not the same. The magic's not there. So that's what we're going with.
So I remember this being better. If anyone has something for that topic, they can call 472-5667, 472-KOOP-HUP. Do you have anything that you remember being better?
Well, it's funny. You mentioned the all-nighter. When I got your email, I was thinking...
Hup, don't mention our emails on the strike three, Hup. I mean, two.
We meet every Saturday. Just
so I got one more left. I was thinking.
No, you can tell a story. Go ahead.
Yeah. Staying up late. Just period.
Yeah. Really? Has that lost the magic for you?
In a lot of ways. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. How so?
How so?
Yeah.
Well, you know, when you're a kid and you stay up late,
it's a real treat. The best.
Oh yeah.
It's a real treat. Yes. And this kind of, you know, ties into the other things that I remember being better, like snacks, sugar.
Yeah. Oh.
Sugar's still pretty good.
Television.
See, all the things that Huppers talk about, I would found a category called "These things are still great."
Yeah. These are things Mac would rather be doing than this show right now.
That's not true. There's nothing on right now.
I agree with you on the sugar part. Because at the International Tomato, I find myself falling asleep a lot these days. And so I'm like, oh, you know what? Sugar used to do the trick for me. But now I just feel gross inside and like I get this hollow feeling where I need more sugar. But it doesn't have that same kick. It doesn't have that same like pep that it used to. Now it's just making me obese. Like, and
I like how you said that though. Obese.
I'll eat too much sugar.
I'm telling you, bananas. Awesome extra snack when you're falling asleep at work.
Bananas don't do it for me.
You'll be like my boy Dexter. eating some bananas.
Yeah, but bananas won't like send you into a hyperactive state of jubilation like they do when you're a kid.
Oh, no. Man.
Yeah.
You know what? Speaking of being a kid, in fact, my sort of things that fall into this category kind of go back to that. Because when I was a kid, I lived in a town that did not have a Toys R Us. And the only time that we would go to a Toys R Us is when we were on a trip or something like that. We happened to pass one. There wouldn't be like a special trip.
Oh, okay.
And so, if my sister and I saw one, we would go insane. And so Toys R Us is always like so magical, like going there and being like, oh, this place is huge. Look at all the toys, you know.
I don't want to grow up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Toys, yes, et cetera.
Oh, and they used to sell the shirts that said I'm a Toys R Us kid.
I had one of those shirts.
Oh, man.
I was that big of a fan of Toys R Us.
Get on it, hipsters.
And, you'd get older and you'd go back and, you know, you'd be buying presents now for kids or your nephews. Or looking for collectibles of your own.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, embarrassing.
And, but like Toys R Us is like kind of seedy because it's just like any other giant place where people work. They're bored working there. If there's a spill, they don't want to clean it up.
Yeah.
And just like, and granted that's going to happen, but like the Toys R Us these days, I mean, it really just seemed dirtier. Like I know that everything's going to seem smaller because I've gotten taller as I've gotten older, but, man, I remember being so much better. So much better.
I'm on board with you. I remember being just enamored with Toys R Us. Like, it was a treat. It was an experience. Like, you know, it was a special occasion. You'd go, and you would hit every aisle. Just because there was something for, you know, something's going to have, or every aisle's going to have something.
I've never seen that many dolls. I don't want to play with them, but I'll check it out.
Yeah, exactly. I want to see what different kinds of dolls they have. And the board games, and the action figures, and the cars, etc. Like, but now
I don't even have a Nintendo. Am I going down the Nintendo aisle? Yes, I am.
Bet your tuchus you are. Yeah, but now when I do have to pick up something for a niece or nephew, or buy a collectible for myself, I go to one aisle. I stick my head down another aisle, and then like the most fun I have is like picking through the impulse items. And when you're in line, it's like, oh, malted milk balls and this spinny thing that lights up. I remember this being better.
But I think Toys R Us, like, it's now laid out differently. Because back in the day, it used to have these just giant aisles and, you know, four kids tall or something like that.
And so you haven't been to one in years.
So you're in for
here's the thing. This is the caveat with this topic is that as much as I would like to tell you, oh, you should go just to experience it for yourself. This is a cautionary tale. You shouldn't go. Keep the memories that you have.
What my memory is of going into a Toys R Us and seeing lots of things I wouldn't wanted but couldn't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's part of the magic of Toys R Us is they're like, whoa, I'll never have that. Yeah. But it's like the fact that you could see it is still pretty cool.
Yeah, but at the same time, there's a period during childhood where you come out of it seeming like everything is made for you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Almost everything seems to be for adults.
I call that my 20s.
And then there are those places like Toys R Us that are for you.
Yeah.
Yes. And my parents would be like, you can pick out one thing. And I'd be like, how about this? And be like, no. Too expensive. Basically, it'd been one action figure.
Yeah. Make it less of a thing.
So I'm sitting there, I'm like, geez, should I get the Peter Venkman Ghostbusters or Silverhawks today? What's it going to be?
Peter Venkman.
It was Peter Venkman.
Okay, good.
Because you know why he came with an extra ghost. Two toys in one.
Brilliant.
Hopper, are you a fan? Speaking of, once again, the topic is, I remember this being better.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a fan of the movie Zoolander?
Yes and no.
Explain.
I like the scene. I particularly like the scene where the male models have all gathered at the gas pump.
For a gasoline fight.
Yes. For a gasoline fight, yeah.
So that's the S part?
That's the sick pleasure in seeing,
pretty people explode. Pretty people
explode.
I'm with you so far.
Boy, Hup's definition of comedy is, I'm going to say it's a little terrifying, Hup.
Yeah, a little morbid. Let's go watch Funny Games on the way home. on the way home? Whatever.
I don't know. I don't think I have anything bad to say about Zoolander.
Oh, because I do. Because I remember I saw it in the theater whenever it came out. I remember being like, this movie is not good. It was I know screwball comedies are supposed to be stupid, but this one was stupid. And the more time passed, the more I would remember like funny parts of it. Like, oh, that Will Ferrell, like, you know, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. That was funny. Blah, blah, blah. All the little like catchphrases.
David and Company in the graveyard. Oh, so good.
You know, what does this say? I remember being someplace, I was in a computer lab and in school, and somebody had like mixed up the paper clips, and this guy's like, come on, Todd. Look, I spent all day organizing the paper clips. The big paper clips go on this side, and small paper clips go over here, okay? Let's not mix them. And then Todd, I guess, just comes over and looks at it and goes, what are these, paper clips for ants? And it was stupid, but I like busted me up, and I was like, Zoolander, that movie was funny. And then I was like, you know what? That movie did have a lot of funny parts. I'm going to watch it again. Mm-hmm. And I watched it again, and it was still stupid.
Yeah.
It was like, God, now I remember why I hated this movie. It's just, it's like, in fact, I'm going to go limb Tropic Thunder. Like,
I like Tropic Thunder.
Less than the sum of its parts.
Indeed.
Thank you, Hup. 2-1 versus David.
Okay, let's hurl the movie at the moon then if you guys win. Yeah, Zoolander's that
how
ultimate
do you do
movie.
That?
I don't know. Talk to Superman. Jesus. I'm not the answer, man. 4725667 if you got a contribution. But yeah, Zoolander is the ultimate better in your head movie. Because when I first saw it, I didn't hate it. But I was like, okay, time to get out of this theater and enjoy sunshine. But over time, over the years, it's like, yeah, that was pretty funny. Maybe I didn't give it a fair shake. And then you watch it like clockwork. Every 2 years, I'll make an effort to watch it again, knowing full well I'm not going to like it, and I end up not liking it.
I remember having this conversation with somebody, and at the end of it, they go, Zoolander, yeah, I think I might want to watch that again. I was like, no, stop.
I'm
not listening. It's not... You will remember being better than it is.
Yeah,
you know, there's certain points in the film that you can have a good laugh at, but you need some other distraction while you're watching it. It's a couch movie.
Yeah, it's
good to have it on the background movie. I'll buy that.
It's a definite the baseball game's rained out movie. It's like, what else is on?
Like when he gets in the coal mine and he covers himself in coal and then jumps out, or when he yells at his dad that he's a merman. These all seem funny. And in fact, I bet there's people right now that are being like, Zoolander, I should go watch
Why is this guy giving them Zoolander such a bad rap?
He can't seem to shut up about how great it is. That's the trap. That movie is I remember this being better trap.
Yeah.
Because it's not better. That's the one thing like talking about Toys R Us. Like, I remember this being better because I think it actually was better.
Mm-hmm.
But Zoolander's not.
Yeah. And it's funny you mentioned that. I've got one more example. And I guess we're going to cut out of here for Lisa and Linda. Clear spot? We got plenty of time. yeah, I remember this being better. The other day, I went to lunch at a place called Luby's. I don't know if you've heard of it.
Yes.
Yeah, right by the office, right by International Tomato.
Yeah, I think it's called Luby's is the correct pronunciation.
Oh, how about that?
Yeah.
Well, it's the cafetorium, and I like it. Or at least I thought I did. Because, you know, I have very, very fond memories of Luby's from being a child. We didn't really go out to eat a lot. So when we did, there was something very, very special about it. And so every once in a while, we would go to Luby's. And even around high school, I have very fond memories of it because I would get out of school and my mom and I would go and she would tell me about her day and I would tell her about my day. It was just this bonding experience. And, you know, and the food was, it was
I it was enjoyed. Warm. The food was warm.
It was hot and it
and
fit,
plentiful.
And yes. It fit on a fork. But I even had like a go-to meal. I could tell you exactly what I had. Fried haddock, boom. Mashed potatoes, boom. Green beans, boom. Two rolls, boom. And a chocolate cream pie. And yes, I am overweight.
I'd always go with the chop steak at Luby's.
Oh, what are you doing? You're embarrassing me.
How do you do with Worcestershire sauce?
Worcestershire.
Worcestershire.
Worcester sauce, as they would say in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
So yeah, So the other day, I was like, hey, you know what? I haven't been there in a dog's age. I will go
Seven
back.
7 years?
Yes, I haven't been there.
Why don't I shut up? Why don't I shut my mouth while you tell a story? Golly. I'm tanking it today.
So I went into Luby's, and immediately, you walk in, it's just like quiet, like with the exception of like clinking glasses and silverware. Everybody is at least like 20 years older than I am, and I'm no spring chicken. But I'm also not expecting to like... find somebody that I could write a shot in the dark to in the Chronicle. I'm not expecting to make a love connection. So, but just like, it made me feel so incredibly old. And the food was not quite what I remember it. It was hot. And well, actually not even. It wasn't even hot. It was under a lamp, which meant it was supposed to be hot. And I sit down by myself, just eating very quietly. And I was like, you know what? I remember this being a lot better.
I went to the mall one time with a friend of mine for the purpose of acquiring a job, like a crappy part-time job. And we got applications at a bunch of places. And we, you know, we walk around, and it was kind of depressing because, you know, you're walking around a mall looking for a job. And, you know, as I'm sure if anyone who works in a mall will tell you, gets a little old after a while.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, we were like, oh, man, I'm tired. And he's like, you know what? Let me buy some Lubies. And Lubies was a pricey ticket back then for me. You know, it goes to show I was looking for a job at the mall. I don't have a lot of money at that point. And so I remember that just being like the greatest meal. And I kind of don't want to go back because even though that memory is, ooh, boy, 9, 8 years old, I think the last time I went to Lubies, I think I might just keep it there.
Yeah, keep it there. Because interesting postscript to my Lubies adventure. I don't want to let you guys in too much. That food didn't sit so hot with me. Let me put it that way. So it was an experience that lasted much, much longer than the actual restaurant experience itself.
You know, I'm going to introduce a new, as we close out the show, I'm going to introduce a new segment here in the show called Final Score.
Okay.
Where we tally up who won today's show, me or David. And I got to say, I felt like I was in the lead early. But then I just tanked it. I couldn't stop you on offense. You know what I mean?
You started strong. You built up a big lead, but you just chubbed it.
And then right at the end, where it looked like you were a clear winner, you mentioned something about your bodily functions. Final score.
I didn't say that.
You ready?
Yeah.
Max 6. David 7.
Oh. No. You know what? I'm happy that I'm gracious and victor.
Dang it.
Yeah.
Whew. New season starts tomorrow. Next show starts tomorrow, if you know what I mean. Going to start training. Actually, you know what? As soon as I get out of the show, I'm going to start training for next week's show.
Yeah, you're like the Kobe Bryant.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been the Mascot Wedding Show.
For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various side jobs and night gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com.
Which is a podcast there.
Yeah, it's being updated regularly. It's awesome. Go catch up on some shows you missed.
Man, if only there was some way to join some sort of social networking site and be friends with us.
Take your pick, stupid.
What do you mean?
Well, we're on MySpace, myspace.com/mascotwedding. We're also on Facebook now, boldly entering 2005, kicking down walls and whatnot.
I think our Facebook group does have easily more people than our MySpace group, but not easily enough. I want 5 more people in that Facebook group.
Yeah.
I want them today.
We've had the MySpace for over a year, and we've had the Facebook for less than a month, and we already have more people on our Facebook group.
Who knew? Who knew that everyone made a switch? Oh, wait, everyone knew.
Yeah. Whoops. Our Friendster's still open, though. MascotWedding@gmail.com if you want to drop us a line, just say hi. Anything else I'm missing there, Mac?
That's all I got. Goodbye. Oh, wait, we're going to close the show here with the Dandy Warhols off of their album 13 Tales from Urban Bohemia. This is Get Off. Goodbye, Hup.
Au revoir.
Goodbye, David.
Goodbye, Mac. Good. Bye, Austin.